Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Jesus, we declare an increase of laborers unto your fields. We call forth the fivefold offices to stand their ground in Jesus' name. We declare an activation of the fivefold prophet. Father, we call them to their spiritual post. Let them make way for the evangelist. We call forth the fivefold evangelist. For the time is now. The fields are white. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call forth the watchmen. Lord, your intercessors, take your post in Jesus' name. We declare that all will do their part. that none will fall asleep on post. We declare the soberness and vigilance of each and every watchman. Call this in hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, Father. And we bless you. Ministries presents proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. You can also visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking.
Let it assure.
than 22 million Americans ages 12 and older abused or were addicted to drugs and alcohol. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 4 says, I have called you by name, you are mine. You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you.
Blessed Jesus, Rapture, I behold.
Journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. We believe in the Great Commission. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, Wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, I encourage you to boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Many believers find it awkward to share their faith in public places, to truly share what is in their hearts. Careful not to offend anyone, they choose to say nothing about the gospel. Every day, people miss opportunities to share Jesus Christ at their workplace, to share Jesus Christ with their neighbors, to share Jesus Christ with their friends and families, to share Jesus Christ with perfect strangers. How can this be? How can people who profess to love the Lord not even make an effort when it comes to leading the lost to Jesus Christ? Donald McGovern, one of the greatest experts in world mission, once says this: the world has more winnable people than ever before, but it is possible to come out of a ripe field empty-handed. What is the key to leading people to Jesus Christ? The key is being able to share the gospel without any shame or embarrassment. Believers need to worry less about what people think of them and more about what people think of Jesus Christ. There is good news. I encourage you, sharing the gospel without fear. If you are a genuine believer, then you are in possession of the greatest treasure in the universe, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This treasure should never be withheld from anyone. On the contrary, it should be shared with everyone. Do not keep the precious treasure of the gospel to yourselves. Do your part boldly to share it with the world. I encourage you, once again, sharing the gospel without fear.
Victory in Jesus, my
House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries. Our sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the old world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These teachings, what Christian believes, who is Jesus Christ, proof of the living God, part 1, our Father, proof of the living God, part 2, the Holy Spirit, proof of the living God, part 3, the origin of man, the origins of gods, and are there many ways to God, only one way to God, you will learn what it really means to be a Christian, to be able to express to others who Jesus Christ is. You will gain an understanding of the nature of God, the Trinity, how the religions of the world come about. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Our lesson for tonight is Proof of the Living God, Part 1. Blessed be the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The Lord is a sun and shield to me, and will give me grace and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers that flow to the seas? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. The lyrics to this song ponder the question that lead the seeker to the only divine God and Maker. He alone is the originator of such natural wonders as these. The Bible says that creation itself is evidence enough that a divine hand was behind its existence. Foolish speech. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. The evidence of God are exhibited everywhere, but unbelieving mankind refuses to acknowledge them. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodly and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Romans chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. This lesson will take a closer look at the institution that make up our daily lives, yet testifying of the living God, but invisible God. Components of an ordered society. The king, by judgment, established the land. Proverbs 29, verse 2. The authority structure of society testifies there is a God. It is a fact that each ethnic and political society on earth needs a leader who rules by a just hand. This testifies there is a God when each society has an ultimate authority those people look to for leadership. Society needs an authority who will have a structure and a plan that can be followed. The scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29, verse 18a clause. A plan that can be implemented and enforced. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourns. The family. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your husbands. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33, and 6, verses 1 through 4. The family, father, mother, and children are to interact as a trinity. The father lets his will for the family be known. The mother administrates the father's will by ensuring the running of the home reflects the father's will. The children obey the father's will and honor both parents by acting responsibly in the role and duties appointed to them. When a family functions according to God-ordained order, it results in a more stable society because the nuclear family, father, mother, and children, form the foundation of a society. Our youth grow up with a healthy and well-adjusted mindset when there are the proper God-given authorities in their lives. Mental psychosis such as depression, suicide, aggression, murder, substance abuse, etc., are greatly reduced and even prevented altogether where healthy, thriving family unit exists. The family unit testifies there is a God. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Let us take a look at the legal system. And the evidence shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge of all. Psalms chapter 50, verse 6. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Psalm chapter 82, verses 1 through 8. The term ye are gods refer to those who are given delegated authority, judges, legal counsel in the earth, to administrate justice in criminal and civil courts. The legal and justice systems were founded upon the principles of the Ten Commandments because they are also a righteous code of behavior for a civil society. Being a lawyer is supposed to be an honorable career. One is to defend the innocent, poor, widow, and orphan, while prosecuting the guilty and the predatory. The justice system. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Whosoever resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Romans chapter 13, verses 4 through 6. Policemen and correction officers, as well as the militia or officers of justice, is to enforce civil the law. They are physical representation of the law of the land and our accountability to it. They carry arms to subdue and arrest for further prosecution under the law. Those who rebelliously resist them in the same line of duty. Governments. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And Psalm 75, verses 6 through 7. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles even all the judges of the earth. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 14, 15, and 16. God has established government to require lawless mankind to submit to an order that keeps a just society possible. It also provides an ongoing opportunity for the message of salvation to be spread. Because imperfect people are facilitating these human departments, their behavior affects the just exercise of these appointments. When criminal and civil indiscretions arise within these honorable departments, it delivers a severe blow to the moral of society and its confidence in these civil servants. God requires us to lift them up in prayer to ensure they submit to his righteous influence in their hearts, for demons are competing for their allegiance continually. These civil institutions have been implemented by God through men. They are to support the needs of a civil society. God's purpose in this is to establish a peaceable society for the Christian and the unbelievers to live in. He wants to be merciful to the unbeliever who lives in the world but is not necessarily obedient to God's righteous standing. Though not righteous, the unbeliever is required to live at peace in a society structured by laws and implemented by authorities. When a society is rebellious, God structures it by giving laws and restraint to the outgrowth of wickedness. When the cry of a victim reaches the ears of the Lord, the prosecution of the guilty is an arm of the justice of God. When an unbeliever or saint cries out to higher authority for justice, God is the author of that authority. Whether it is the police officer, lawyer, or judge, God works to require the victim and require justice by persecuting the perpetrator. The Christian is to submit to the laws of the land and the spiritual law of love. For when the Christian lives by the royal law of love, they are a law unto themselves and no threat to either neighbor or stranger. Science. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have heard concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. It is through science that man expresses his thirst for knowledge. It is through science that man expresses his trust for knowledge of the unknown and the mysteries of the world and its biological creatures. It is by this means that he tries to understand the physical world around him. Science says the order we see in the universe is a result of a theory called the Big Bang. According to scientists, It was a completely spontaneous, explosive event of immeasurable, powerful magnitude. In other words, it happened without anyone causing it. So much power was released that it was the catalyst for the creation or solar system and beyond, including the stars and planets. However, there is a very significant hole in this theory. It is not possible that such a random and singularly destructive event resulted in the order we see throughout the universe, an order with purpose, design, and varying degrees of austere and spectacular beauty. This order does not result in order. Its very definition means to take apart or to undo. By definition, it is opposed to the thing scientists claim it brought about. It is like telling a wrecking ball to help construct the very building it was created to destroy. The universe did not result from disorder. Any disorder that exists in the universe came from damage inflicted when Satan and multitudes of rebelling angels fell in judgments from heaven. Professing themselves to be wise, they became foolish. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Many scientists or atheists are agnostics in belief. Actually, their religion believes that it was the atom or atom and not Adam who was our forefather. The stars and the universe, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show it his handiwork. Day unto day utter its speech, and night unto night show it knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoice it as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 7. Yes, the heavens have a message. They declare the glory of God. The constellation, or zodiac as it is called, are not the omens of astrology. Neither are they truthfully defined by ancient myths and horoscopes. Their identity and purpose has been obscured by satanic deception. Contrary to public understanding, the constellations or star groupings are not a random sprinkling of stars flung there by the Big Bang theory. They were created by God and named by Him. They tell the story of a divine great one who will be man's eternal Savior and King. There is an order in the Bible to understanding the constellations The Bible says to start at Virgo and end at Leo. The Sphinx, a statue existing in the distant past, had the head of a woman and the body of a lion. It was a key to the ancients' ability to read and understand the constellations. We start at Virgo, the first star sign, because a virgin birth would signal the entrance of the Messiah. He would be the seed of the woman foretold to Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verses 15, who would bruise the head of the serpent. We end at Leo, the 12th sign, because the Messiah will triumph over his enemies and become king. He will come from the same genealogical line as King David and be called the Lion of Judah. Leo is the Latin word for lion. Then one of the elder of the heavenly Sanhedrin said to me, "Stop weeping. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David. As one, he can open the scroll and break its seven seals." Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, the Amplified Version. The stars are the celestial gospel, the witness of Christ to all the earth. This message can be seen by every nation from all points on earth. For more on this subject, please request part 1 and part 2 of the series, Maserath, the True Meaning of the Zodiac. And this lesson can be requested from the House of Christ Ministries. Human Self. Let us make man in our image, after our likenesses. God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. All of man's skill, intellectual ability, and creative genius are part of the God-given abilities he received when he was created. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Educators teach that man came from primates through an evolutionary process that brought him his current physical and mental state. While man may seek another beginning to his origin other than God, he still exhibits unique skills and abilities that testify he is unique among the created things on earth, because he cannot fully escape his divine resemblance to God. However, outside of God, humankind expresses his unique abilities for his own pride and pleasure instead of for God's glory. Because man's fallen nature insists on a rebellious course, evidence that these abilities can become perverted and corrupted continually manifest in society. Nevertheless, there is enough of the image and likenesses of God within him to set just balance to man's self-destructive fallen nature. Though he is greedy and selfish, man has organized humanitarian and charitable projects to help those stricken by negative circumstances. He has established a justice system under God. Through he is himself unjust and corrupt by nature, and though he rebels against authority under God, government has been instituted. Nonetheless, under the influence of the carnal nature, mankind has taken personal credit for these things, as if they were the result of human evolutionary genius, reproducing their kind. God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Creatures and man still reproduce after their kind. Kind refers to the class or group from which a species of animal belongs. Spontaneous crossbreeding between species is still not possible outside of a research lab, an exploratory scientific manipulation, when there is no outside interference by science or otherwise. Each species will reproduce its own unique progeny. Each will have its own unique DNA, identifying it apart from others. Species cannot reproduce outside of its kind. For example, the offspring of a horse and a donkey is a mule. However, mule cannot reproduce because it is sterile. God set certain checks and balances within the genome of creation to establish order and protect the integrity of his creation. However, variables do exist within a species, such as albino, or having six fingers and toes. But any person convinced they are mixed with an animal as mental, spiritual, and or psychological problems, but not physical ones. Remember Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel, 4th chapter? He is struck with a mental illness called Boantani. While stricken with this disease, he believed he was a bull. The knowledge of God triumphs. But thanks be to God, who is Christ, always lead us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evidence the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The existence and function of all these prove there is a God. One God whose nature can be seen when these systems are their highest and most noble function. Through them, we can see his great integrity, justice, mercy, authority, order, protection, and compassion.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was Proof of the Living God, Part 1. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the continuation of this teaching, Proof of the Living God. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. Beloved, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me in the Roman Road to Salvation and to join me in prayer, asking the Lord to forgive you and to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 said, "He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to pray with me tonight. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that He rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in Him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask you that you fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. My strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with my song I shall sing thanks to him. He is my strength and my saving defense in time of trouble. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit. Beloved, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift you up tonight and I exalt you and I worship you and I magnify you tonight. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name and I thank you. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. Beloved, once again, I encourage you to sow into this ministry. House of Christ Ministry's sole purpose has been to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to all we can by every effective means available to us and by equipping others to do the same for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us bring hope to countless more throughout the world. Let us honor the Great Commission. And let us win souls for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. God bless you and good night.